Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. A fucking fat cock going down her throat. A swollen fat brick going up her asshole. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. A gigantic dong sliding down her throat. A sweaty erection going in her shithole. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs.
The girl loves cock. There is no doubt. Her eyes light up bright when a hog is pulled out. Now she's a big star. Oh yes she is. Don't she look good? Covered in jizz.
Yes, look, I have returned to delight and dazzle you. Hey, freaks, it's Friday, November 19th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, boom goes the spray paint can, plus porn sticks and stinky Russian poop rooms. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Friday episode. Wow, it's end of the week already. I've got a great program for you. You know, a couple days ago, I don't know if it was yesterday on the Sideshow exclusive program, probably. It might have been Wednesday. But I played a little bit of Your Cardboard Heart at the top of the show. Longtime listeners of the program know exactly what this monstrosity is. Basically, it's a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee, meaning it's just a very shitty musical artist. A couple high school kids decided to start a band, and one of their songs is called Abortion. These kids are very pro-life. It's a really shitty song. Let me play just a little bit to refresh your memory. It's very lo-fi, man. So indie and shitty.
Newborn child, that
voice.
Newborn child. Into the world. Single mother of about 17 years old.
By the way, you know these kids are anti-abortion because one of the lines in the song is, "Anti-abortion is what we need." Doesn't really make sense, but okay.
I don't want it. I can't keep it. I'm sorry it was an accidental
moment.
Pregnant falling down the stairs below. There goes another murder.
Love this song.
Anti-abortion is what we need
in this life.
Now, believe it or not, someone has done an amazing cover of Abortion. Deviant listener Gary sent this in. The only thing it says in his email is, if you get tired on the way to hell, I can drive the school bus for a bit. So I don't know if Gary created this, like Gary's band, or if this is a real... It's got to be. Who else knows Your Cardboard Heart? No one. This had to have been listeners of the show. Take a listen to Abortion as sung by The Gentleman's Club.
Survive in my arms.
amazing. This could be a radio hit, I'm telling you. I'm submitting it to all of my local stations.
She's a teenage girl, just finished her high school years. She's carried off to a party where the unexpected occurs. Gave all the symptoms with a coat hanger in each hand. She's a do-it-herself for a man. You've got to admire that. I don't want it and I can't keep it and I'm so sorry it's an accident. Pregnant, falling down the stairs below. I guess she's never heard of the clinics that you go. I don't want it and I can't keep it and doctor kill it.
Yes! Amazing job, Gary, if you are a part of whatever I just played. Great job. If you give me more information about who did sing this, if it wasn't you, but thank you very much. I love that. This will go down as one of the great Distorted View songs, I fear. Moving on now, we haven't checked in with Literotica in a while. Literotica is one of those websites that just has tons and tons of sex stories, and users can submit their work, and it'll be published on their website. They also have a section, I found out a while back, for audio stories, or audio poems, or just audio sex sound. You can call a phone number, record a short little story, or just you moaning, and Literotica will post it. Here is one of those. This is called I Want You Inside Me.
Oh, baby, I want you inside me.
It's not hot.
Oh.
Oh. Right, just so you get an idea of what type of stuff is recorded on this line.
Oh. Fuck me. I sure got deep inside my pussy. Oh. Oh.
I wonder how many times, like, a woman is recording this shit, and then, someone else up in the house picks up the phone. Mom, I need to use the phone! Get off!
Oh.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do, Jessica! Get off! So hang up! I'll tell you when I'm done! Or you'll hear it. Ah! Ah! Okay, you can use the phone.
I'm gonna come, baby.
Okay. That's a pretty standard sex sound that you'll find. I don't know who jerks off to just audio of women moaning. Of course, I find it funnier when guys call in, because, of course, they're naturally creepier.
Sister Celia, my sister-in-law.
Of course.
Hi, Celia.
Hi.
I'm looking at your pictures and jacking off again. I've always wanted to fuck you, Celia. Ever since I married your sister, I've been jacking off to you almost all the time. Oh, fuck, Celia.
Oh, God.
I want you, Celia.
Oh, unfortunately, his phone is so shitty. Why do people... I mean, it's 2010, for Christ's sakes. Who's still using rotary phones? What if it sounds like he's on? All right, one more, and then we'll move on. Here's a guy jerking off for you.
I keep thinking about a woman dressed in a nice tight t-shirt and no bra.
Do you hear how juicy his cock is? He must be using a lot of lube.
Sweatpants. No panties. Why? Well, two things can come off very easily. Oh. I just love tits.
You heard it here first. He loves tits.
I had someone here that just would play with their tits constantly.
Oh, let me fast forward. I just fast forwarded about 3 minutes. It sounds exactly the same. Oh. He's going to town. All right, let me fast forward again here. A little faster. Come on, blow, dude, blow!
Oh, God, I'm coming. Oh. Fuck.
There you go. He blew his wad. You know what? Before we get into the news, let's do one more new Tonetta song. She's been... I always say she, but he's been very prolific the last few days. Here is a song called That Bad Boy.
It only takes a suck. That bad boy up. You can do it, Mark. Your lips are pretty sharp. You're slick, you're hip. In fact, you're hit. You're the one to do me right. Get down deep and tight. Get that bad boy up. Suck it, baby, suck.
Get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, celebrating 4 wonderful years, the Distorted View Sideshow has been entertaining people who are easily amused for nearly 5 years. Or something, I don't know. If you're not yet a member... sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Yes, as of yesterday, we've been around for 4 years doing the sideshow. Distorted View as a podcast started in December 2004. In November 2006 is when I started the sideshow, and it has been an amazing ride so far. And I got to say thanks to everyone who continues to support the program by signing up. If you'd like to help ensure that this stupidity continues, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. Occasionally, we'll do video cast and weekend programs as well. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, have you guys heard of the porn stick? Well, every time you visit a website, send an email or text, you're leaving a digital footprint. Ooh. A couple of products can now recover hidden information you may not even know is there. What it means is when you delete something, it's not really gone, or you just can't see it. One product getting a lot of attention is the Porn Stick. It's a simple thumb drive that will scan your entire computer and find any current or deleted pornographic image. Special Agent Rusty Iskinson with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force depends on the latest technology to help catch child porn predators. The digital world really does give you a format where you can track and trace, he said. I'm probably freaking out a large portion of my audience right now. Calm down, everyone. Just get one of those large industrial magnets and wave it over your hard drive a few hundred times. Or just stop looking at child porn. Stop it. If you go to jail, you can't pay me money for the sideshow, and that's a real problem for me. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I don't have any pedophile listeners, I hope. If you are a pedophile, email me. I'd love to interview you, though. All right. John and Laurel Porter rely on surprise inspections to keep track of their three children's laptops and cell phones. We just walk downstairs and say, "Give me your phone!" And with them, we'll look at their history. Oh, it's like a family activity. We do it all together. We look at your porn together and then critique it. Fat lesbian Asians? That's weird. Okay, yes, we just walk downstairs and say, "Give me your phone," and with them, we'll look at their history. We take their iPod and see what they're listening to, John said. Just like I tell them now, I'm going to monitor your emails. I can monitor your texts. That's kind of the rule, Laurel said. The rules are changing, though, because parents like the Porters now have access to essentially the same technology that police have had, thanks to companies like Utah-based Paraben, which specializes in computer forensic software. Amber Schroeder, CEO of Paraben, said a lot of people don't realize how dirty surfing the internet can be for your machine. Oh, I know exactly how dirty it is. The porn stick is one of Paraben's hottest new products. It's designed to actually go and find illicit images and content on your computer and allow you to go through and remove them. I should get one and see exactly how many files pop up on my computer. We could do like an over-under contest. All right, it's not just parents who are buying the porn stick. In fact, Paraben's biggest customer is spouses, in particular, women. I wish 100% of the people out there were secure in their relationships, but the reality is they're not, and this is our number one customer. Just because a guy is looking at porn doesn't mean he's cheating on you. Guys need porns because you fucking prude women won't spread your legs like you're supposed to, often enough for us. You little cum dumpsters. Okay. Know your place, women. I'm gonna use my porn stick in your dirty muffin hole. Whenever I want, and you can't do anything about it because I'm a man, and all you are is a weak, inferior whore. All right. Yes, it doesn't stop with the porn stick, though. There's also the chat stick to recover instant messages on a computer. Ooh, that could be damaging. As well as the iRecovery stick, which can track down text, call history, and web activity on an iPhone. So there you go. Evil devices. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Portland, Oregon. Spray paint can be placed in an oven for warming exploded. What? That doesn't make sense. That is not a sentence. A spray paint can placed in an oven for warming okay, I see. I just read it wrong. I wasn't emphasizing the right words in the right places. A spray paint can placed in an oven for warming. Why would you need to warm spray paint? I need my spray paint toasty. Let's read this again. A spray paint can placed in an oven for warming exploded. Of course it did. Why? Because it's in a fucking oven. Sending it out the partially open door and into an attic space. Firefighters, this is the weirdest story, and I'm only one sentence in. Firefighters were dispatched to a report of a fire at about 5 p.m. Tuesday evening. Arriving crews saw flames, but learned of the improbable but possible occurrence of what's called a BLEVE, believe, or boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion. The woman who lived in the home had placed spray paint cans in the oven to warm them for use in cold weather. Leaving the oven door slightly open. I can't believe she thought that was a great idea. She had taken some interior closet doors outside to paint them, said Gabriel Watson, a bureau spokesman with the fire people. Or firefighters, whatever. I call them fire people. Cooler temperatures changed the viscosity of the paint. She wanted them to be warmed up so the spray paint flowed freely. One of the cans exploded, sending it rocketing towards the ceiling. Firefighters found it in the attic space among smoldering debris. Kitchen flames had already been put out by her the time the firefighters arrived. Portland Fire and Rescue reminds everyone that while commonly available, products stored under pressure can pose a serious danger when exposed to any heat source or flame, Watson said. He added, "Duh!" Users of such products must follow all printed safety warnings, labels, and directions. Only use these products in accordance with their intended purposes. So there you go. Finally today, I'm afraid Russia, as a country, and a former superpower, is a bit misguided in their attempts to regain dominance. Russia must regain its pre-revolutionary status as the country with the best shitters in the world, an official said on Wednesday, lamenting the current state of the country's lavatories. Before the revolution of 1917, the quality of lavatories in Russia was the best in the world. They had the best restrooms with high cleanliness standards, the best technology. If you were looking to take a dump and you had to pick one country to take said dump in, 9 out of 10 people would pick Russia. Before the revolution of 1917, the quality of lavatories in Russia was the best in the world, said Vladimir Muksonov, or something, Muksonov, head of the Russian Association of Lavatory Manufacturers. Oh, what a job title. He recalled that on April 9th, 1699, wow, we're going a ways back, aren't we? Aren't we? Peter the Great published a trailblazing decree which made it a punishable offense to throw sewage into the street. But now we don't even have official regulations for the quality of public lavatories, except a document from 1972 that talks about cesspits, he said. I can't believe this is news. Nothing is going on over there in Russia. Adding that Moscow had a crying need for modern bathrooms. The state of public lavatories is generally seen as a disgrace in Moscow. It brings great shame to us, with citizens having to endure stinking and aging facilities, even though they usually have to pay for the privilege of using them. It's a quarter per turd. In a bid to raise awareness, Mr. Muksonov, or whatever, proposed naming April 9th, oh no, a national holiday, as a national day for lavatories, similar to the November 19th World Day to be held later this week. Oh wait, that's today! Oh my god, I didn't realize! It's National Toilet Appreciation Day! Well, everyone, let's bow down to our porcelain overlords. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I'm going to take a massive dump, you know, in celebration of National Lavatory Day. Actually, let's listen to Cheryl Murkowski celebrate.
Particularly the Lord's Lady. Lord's Lady. Lord's Lady. Waddle. So just sort of waddles.
I have no idea what Cheryl is talking about there, but, you know, you heard a little bit of her crap. Hey, if you are my friend on Facebook, you can download that version of Ave Maria that I was singing on the program recently. Where's that at?
Ave Maria.
Beautiful. Yes, it's the high-quality MP3, so if you're not my friend on... saying, yeah, if you're not my Facebook friend, friend me right now. It's my username is Distorted View, all one word. You can find me at facebook.com/distorted view. Very simple. Let's do a couple voicemails now and get the hell out of here.
Is there any way you can download the Sideshow on an iPhone or some kind of app of some sort?
Yeah, I know there are some apps that work with password-protected feeds. Listeners, I'm going to throw it over to you. What is your favorite iPhone app to listen to the Sideshow and download shit?
Because I lost internet, but I can still get it from Wi-Fi. And
you mean
secondly,
okay, whatever.
Where the hell are you going to come out with the Body Fuel Exercise Companion? We need to get our fat asses in shape so we don't die, and in that way, in return, you get more money.
Okay.
Come on! Come on!
I'll do my best there. I don't know what he was asking for, really.
Okay. Have you ever been really pissed off at one of those telemarketers? No. Here's what you do. Just a mess with him. Introduce yourself as Sherrick McLean and tell her that she's just been caught in the scene of a kidnapping.
What?
Immediately began interrogating her as to how she knows the missing person. Ask her if she's the kidnapper and to go over her demands. When she starts freaking out and says she's just a telemarketer, tell her that a call has been traced and the local authorities...
I don't know what he's talking about. This is just... Everyone's annoying.
Tim, Sideshow member Jesse here.
Right, Jesse, come on. Redeem this.
Me and my roommate were talking the other day and we
came
up
of a
with
voicemail section.
bizarre sex term, which you don't do enough of anymore.
I know.
What do you get when you put a hamster in a reflective orange vest, a hard hat, and shove him up your ass?
What?
A riddle. Chilean coal miner. We want that to sweep the nation.
Hey.
We think it's pretty bitter, really.
That is a good, good bizarre sex term. Chilean coal miner.
Hey, Tim. Project Dick here. I need you to check out on iTunes a female podcaster that sounds eerily like Sharon Murkowski's black twin sister. Her name is Lady Raptastic.
Yes, I know Lady Raptastic.
R-A-P-T-A-S-T-I-C.
I'm bummed.
Lady Raptastic. That's in 2006, but it's just very kind of creepy. But give it a check out and let us know what you think.
Yeah, Lady Raptastic is actually friends with Sharon Murkowski. And she recorded some, I think she recorded an introduction or something for DV a while back, several years ago.
Timothy Shaniqua Henson, what's up, my man? Matt from the Jam Hole.
Oh, wow.
Been a while since I called.
Yeah,
still
Matt.
Been listening, loving the show.
Oh,
of course.
Good. I'm so glad Matt's been listening.
Hey, I just want to mention, it's that time of year again, of course, the 2010 Podcast Awards. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that we are trying to run in the mature category again because I want just another nomination. Don't care about winning because fuck voting every day. But,
yeah,
you know, this will be our third one in a row if we get it, and that's the turkey, man. Throat rips and fucking podcasting. And
yeah.
Bowling.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned it at all because I don't care anymore. Look, Distorted View won three. I have my three trophies. We've proved ourselves. and thank you to everyone who voted for us, and we won a couple times in comedy and once in mature. I don't know if it matters that much. It's kind of just like a vanity type thing, but I will say the podcast award nominations continue until the end of November 21st. So just a few days. Next Sunday it ends at midnight. So if you'd like to. If you'd like to nominate the Jam Hole for Mature and maybe Distorted View in the comedy section, I'm not going to make you guys vote every day, but if you would like to nominate, go right ahead. Knock yourself out. All right, continuing on now.
Hey, Tim, two quick things. First, I might have a deal for you. I have...
Better yet, it would be great if all of my listeners nominated DV for, the science podcast, category or... I don't know what other categories there are out there. Education. This is an educational program. All right, yes, sir. Continue on with your comment.
But I believe to be one of the original RC Cola cans. I have to do more research on this, but it's super old. You can't actually drink it because I'm pretty sure it's poisoned by this point.
Oh, it's full?
But it's really collectible. So if you're interested, just say so, and I'll shoot you off an email with a picture of the can.
Yeah, send a picture of the can, and I'll do a little bit of research myself and find out when that was produced. I'm a nerd.
Hello to me, Hanson. This is first time.
Okay. Hello. I'm sorry, your phone's bugging me.
Hey, Tim, Tone Dust Sean here. Hey, I'm calling about that crazy woman. I don't know exactly everything she's talking about. I've heard about the reptilians, reptile people in the government. Like on that show V.
There was a movie I just recently watched that had to do with the reptilian people. I can't remember who the fuck was in it. I'm so bad at remembering movies.
And,
I have a friend that asked me all these times, like every single time he talks about a movie, he's like, have you ever seen it? And I'm just like, yeah. Like, he was just talking about Serenity, that movie based on Firefly. And I said, yeah, I saw it, because I did. And then he asked me some basic question about it, he's like, do you remember this part? And I'm like, no, I remember nothing about the movie. I know it's like they're in a spaceship.
The heart technology has...
I don't know if I... But I feel like as I'm watching the movie... I pay attention because I can keep up with the story and everything, but it just it leaves my mind the second the movie's over with. And so, this fucking retro movie thing that I go to every Tuesday or Thursday, it was Wizard of Oz, right? And we just went because there was just nothing else to do, and I don't remember half of that fucking movie. And everyone knows Wizard of Oz, right?
Nothing to do with harp.
Jesus Christ.
I
really need to get checked out. I think in a few years I'm going to be just... dead.
Array
mentally.
Somewhere.
It's just a blank.
Out these waves.
Comatose.
Some of these crazy conspiracy people think can control the weather and stuff. That's what harp is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's harpo jiving.
Oh my god! Yes, that makes perfect sense. Now, the thing that is bugging me now is this movie with the reptilians. And then it was something about a subway. People were dying on the subway and then being fed to these reptilian people. What the fuck movie was that? I think it's new. Or no, maybe it's not new. Did I see it on TV? I don't even remember if I saw it on TV or in the movie theater. Holy fuck. I need to start taking some ginkgo biloba or something. Let me text real quick. I'm going to text my friend so he can tell me. And as we do that, let me play another voicemail here.
Hey, Tim, great show. This is Mario. I listen to it all the time. I was calling comment
Mario.
About the person who wanted to download
your
show.
I still love that Mario Kart for the Wii. I always play Waluigi. He's my favorite. Waluigi wins. His voice annoys everyone except for me, and it makes the game way more fun.
Blackberry. I have a BlackBerry Curve 9000, and I use a program called Podcast Downloader.
Okay, so BlackBerry users can download, what's the name of the program? Download
a
podcast?
A program called Podcast Downloader okay. from the BlackBerry app application, and then they can add a podcast, and they could just do an RSS search on Google for your show. All right.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much for that tip.
Hey there, Tim. It's Groundskeeper Willie. Just catching up on a few recent shows. I'm just wondering, I've been trying to find it for a while, but I have no idea what that song you play is. That just goes, things are going to get much, much
yes.
worse.
Yeah, it's a very hard song. You're not going to be able to find it. You might be able to find it on their MySpace page. It's a group called The Seams. The Space Seams. S-E-A-M-S. And I first heard it on... it was at the end of a television show over there in Canada called J-Pod, based on the Douglas Copeland book. And I love that that song. They have a CD available on CD Baby, and that's where I got it. But it's not available on iTunes or anything like that. It's called Things Are Gonna Get Worse.
Hey, Jew. I'm tired of sitting around and letting the white man tell us what to do.
Yeah, it's time to get Jew-wise.
It's time that the Jewish people unite and free ourselves from the white bondage. I'm supporting a Jewish America free from all white men. Go to distortedview.com to find out more about having a Jewish America.
That's right, me and David Duke. What? I don't know what the fuck that is. And finally today...
Hey, Tim. This might seem like a pretty strange request, but
oh, God.
I am quite sincere, and it would really mean a lot to me if you played it.
Yes.
Here it goes.
Recently
there was a death in my family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly... let's just start again. Come out of the voicemail message. Play the voicemail message again. Please. When you come out of those goddamn up-tempo voicemail messages, it's impossible to make those transitions. They do this to me all the time. I don't know why the hell they do it, but goddamn, if I can't come out of a somber voicemail message, I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to not have to come out of a fucking up-tempo voicemail message and have to do a goddamn death dedication.
Less...
Yeah, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Here it comes.
This is the last fucking time I want somebody to use their fucking brain to not have to come out of a fucking voicemail message that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying!
All right, thank you very much. That was excellent. Bravo. My friend just messaged me back. The only thing we know is Bradley Cooper is in it. He can't remember it either, so fuck it. I'll look it up on Internet Movie Database later. You don't have to message me, because by the time you hear this, I will have figured it out. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail. I probably just gave away the ending, because you don't know that it's reptilians until the end of the movie. So if you find yourself watching a Bradley Cooper movie wondering what the hell's going on with all these dead people... it's probably reptilians. Ding! Yes, voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it OHGOD?
Oh, God, I'm coming.
Spread the distortion! Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend! Bye, everybody!